I straight up. Yeah.
Ken is calling from the great state
of Ohio. Ken, thank you for your patience. Welcome. You're on SiriusXM Insight.
Hey, John, you wanted me to call back to maybe discuss white genocide, and I'm joined with some friends here.
Ken. Hi, welcome. Hi.
Yeah,
you keep
hey.
It warm, Ken? You keeping warm over there in Ohio? How's the weather where you're at?
Oh, it's very cold, extremely cold.
Stay warm, sir. Go ahead.
Again, I'm here with some friends of mine, Jeff and Laura.
Hey, John.
Hi, Laura. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Laura. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
What up, Laura?
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's up?
Well, I mean, I guess we could talk about the fact that you refer to us as white supremacists, if you'd like.
Okay.
Well, we are definitely not white supremacists. We don't want to rule over anybody.
Do you think white people are better than other racial groups?
I think superiority is something subjective.
I agree completely.
Well, you do. You think a handful of DEA agents can turn whole countries into poor places.
Okay, that's a complete
like an unrelated issue.
Unrelated change of a topic.
Well, it would take massive superhuman godlike skills for a handful of DEA agents to make whole countries full of millions of people poor and tyrannical.
Okay, is this Jeff talking
about Laura?
Can I go back to Ken before we start changing subjects rapidly? Ken,
sure.
I have a question for you. I wanted to ask last time. You're with me again?
Yeah.
Ken, are you a parent? Do you have kids?
Actually, I don't.
Okay, so I have created a white person, just so you know.
Okay.
I am responsible
sure.
for increasing the numbers of the white race, okay? So just so you know, when it comes to white genocide, I'm not on that side. I'm actually ahead of you in creating more white people. Okay?
Well,
John, can I ask you a question, John?
As soon as Ken responds, of course. You're most welcome to.
Well, I have a.
As soon as Ken responds, Laura, you're most welcome to. But I'd like Ken to respond to what I just said because he's accused me of white genocide. It's not nice,
John,
and it's not
John,
true. And I've
well,
actually
okay,
increased
okay.
our numbers, so I'd like to have
okay.
Ken respond.
Increasing birth rates is not going to stop white genocide.
Laurie, I'd like Ken to respond to what I just said, please.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go ahead and respond to that. Basically, you're saying white genocide is okay. We should have more babies. That's like saying
no,
the chick.
No, Ken, that's you, Ken. That's Ken. Come
we
on.
We all agree that no genocide is okay, right?
Yes,
I feel like we all.
I mean, Ken, let's agree. No genocide is good, right?
No.
Okay,
no genocide
well,
is good,
right,
Ken?
Agree
we don't
that
like any
white
genocide.
White people have the right to a homeland.
Not in this country.
No, I don't believe.
You want to? I mean,
white,
Russia's
okay,
waiting, but no, that's not. What do you mean by white people have a right to a homeland?
Are you Australian, ma'am?
I am Australian. Yes.
Well, then isn't that white people's homeland?
Actually, no. It's the Aboriginal homeland.
Say, don't,
and America
right.
is the Aboriginal
it's a,
homeland
it's a,
too.
It's a prison.
America.
Okay,
America
so go ahead, Lori. Ken is not going to respond to my point. So,
America
Lori, you may now change the subject.
Laura. But,
Laura,
but,
thank you.
It is, America is a white country, as is Australia, as is Europe, UK, and all of those countries
well,
are being
all
flooded.
Angela,
all of those countries
this.
Are being flooded with millions of non-white immigrants. And in
okay,
those countries, we are being
Laura,
forced to assimilate.
Laura, please define the term white country.
Any country that people, any country that anti-whites like you say needs to be flooded with the third world,
okay, again,
and forced assimilated until the white people there, until the white people there are forced blended out of existence,
okay.
And there's no more.
Ken, take
That's
control of your phone. Ken, take control of your phone, or the call
like
has
you,
to stop.
John.
Ken, this is
white
not working.
Genocide being pushed by people like you.
I'm
John.
Giving you a platform, and one of you makes a point, and I try to respond, and then another one of you changes
okay.
the subjects. And it makes you look cowardly and small, and I know you're nice people who aren't like that.
No, you're not
yeah.
fucking nice
I mean, actually,
people. You
actually,
people are fucking assholes.
Please do my
actually,
show.
Actually, what's
ahead,
happening, actually, what's happening is you're getting blown the fuck out, and you want this conversation.
No, Ken, you're trying to get clicks. Now, we're gonna,
let's
go back to the original point.
Yeah,
what
let's go back to talking about why it's a white country.
Okay, I'm going to hang up in a second because you guys are not doing this like grown-ups do it. I'm giving you a platform.
It's built for ourselves and our posterity.
Okay, listen. Who built
first,
the White House?
The first Immigration
who
Act
built...
of 1790
okay.
was whites only. It was deliberately set
all
up.
Right. Okay, hang on a second.
Remove the strap on your MAGA hat a little bit.
Okay.
You're losing
Ken,
circulation
gonna,
of
Ken,
blood.
I'm going to end the call because your friends don't have any game, and they're trying to shout, and I'm giving you all of you a chance to talk, but you guys are really filibustering, and it makes you look scared and insecure in your points of view. So
well,
do you want to continue this conversation, and we take turns talking, or do you want to just pass the phone around and everyone shouts something?
Last time we talked, you would drown me out. you guys didn't want me to talk, especially when we talked about forced assimilation. You guys were drowning me out.
Who's a Christian in the room? Who considers themselves Christian?
Well, I'd say somebody that argues in favor of global genocide of a race is not a Christian.
Ken, who in the room of the three of you considers themselves Christians?
What does it matter?
We're not here to talk about Christianity. We're here to talk about the crime of genocide.
Just want to know, because I want to know if you think Jesus was a Caucasian.
It's not. I'm not interested in talking about that, John.
What's the definition of genocide?
Justified by genocide.
Okay, I'm hanging up. You guys can't do this very well. Goodbye.